It's 1906 GMT. This is Bola Mosoro with Focus on Africa from the BBC World Service. Now, the World Bank has been in existence for 7 decades, set up with the aim of reducing poverty. Its goal is achieved by providing financial and technical assistance as well as advice to enhance development. Today, though, a number of non-governmental organizations, farmers and consumer organizations, have launched a campaign called Our Land, Our Business to hold the World Bank responsible for its alleged role in the theft of land and resources from the poorest of people. One of the groups spearheading this campaign is the Oakland Institute, which is an independent think tank. Its executive director is Anuradha Mittal, and I asked why she was particularly critical of one of the World Bank's initiative called the Doing Business Rankings.
Well, when we use this language, which sounds kind of ambiguous, doing business, we don't realize that this is really the effort by the World Bank to determine and score each country in the developing world in terms of what it is like to do business there. So, for instance, if you make it very easy for foreign investors to be able to access your land, or if you do away with the labor rights, for instance, minimum wage, or the need for environmental impact assessment, then you get a good doing business ranking. And our problem is that this is creating a race to the bottom.
You say creating a race to the bottom. Why do you say that? Because some people would argue that, look, if you've got some form of ranking which encourages investment to our nation, this is possibly what we should be applauding because it's bringing investment in, it's going to boost agriculture or boost the economy in the long run.
Well, when you are doing away with things such as the need for a minimum wage, or if you're getting rid of environmental impact assessments, I mean, you have to question, what is the impact of this investment? Is it really benefiting the communities? Is it really good for the national economies? You have to do things such as lowering taxes for these foreign corporations, or who do not have to pay, say, you know, profit taxes for 10 to 30 years, or at what price you make your land available. So that's why we call it a race to the bottom. And if you get a bad ranking, for instance, if you require that you have to do an environmental social impact assessment and you get a bad ranking, then the investment in your country goes down, the loans that are made available suddenly disappear. So it is really conditionalities once again being imposed on certain countries, such as African nations, which we have seen before through the structural adjustment programs of the World Bank.
Anuradha, you know, wonders though how far you can get with this when you consider the kind of pressures that are maybe put on some of these smallholder farmers. Because yes, they could argue it's all very well for you to be sitting in America saying what you're saying, but we're the ones who have these big guns coming to our areas, giving us these very enticing agreements to sign, and we want to pay our bills, we want to feed our families, and this seems to be the best option that we're given.
You know, this campaign has been launched not by the Oakland Institute, but if people visit the website of Our Land, Our Business, it is actually a call coming from farmers' movements in Mali, in Senegal, in Sierra Leone, to Sri Lanka. So this is really a people's movement. So this is not somebody sitting in America launching a campaign against the World Bank. We, as a policy think tank, do research which validates the day-to-day experiences of the people. So when we talk about money coming in, we have to question where that money goes, because it is not going to the smallholder farmers. It is not going to the pastoralists and the indigenous in Ethiopia and elsewhere, who are struggling to keep one thing that they have, their land, their livelihood, and their future.
Anuradha Mittal of the Oakland Institute, and she's based in California.